الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقده من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه ومن سن بسنته الى يوم الدين. اما بعد، مدير فكر قدر عن سفر في الاسلام. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته. Inshallah, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept our meeting and to make all of us qualified to say the truth for the truth of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. As you know, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, lunar calendar in to recite or sight the moon is not valid for the Sunnah. Lunar calendar to give estimate when is the Ramadan gonna stop, gonna start, or when is the Ramadan gonna end, or the Hilal, or the moon for Shawwal will be sighted, or Eid al-Adha is not valid for this Ummah. You may find some number of Muslim countries today, they go by the lunar calendar. It is not valid at all. We're gonna give you the evidence of that. This is false, this is batil, we cannot take it at all. So the Muslim Ummah facing two different opinions to sight the moon. Muslim Ummah facing two different opinions to sight the moon of the Ramadan or the moon sighting for the Eid al-Fitr, Eid al-Adha. So my dear brothers in Islam, inshallah, the first opinion is Al-Jumhur. Remember every single word I say by myself, astaghfirullah, I'm not qualified to give opinion, I'm not capable to give any opinion, because the Sharia described it, and the ulama for this ummah are valid, and we cannot go and proceed before them. What I read, what I consult for years, I give it to you clearly, honestly, without favoring anybody. Because you may find some people today, oh, Sheikh Mustafa doesn't take it here, it's a Hanbali or Shafi'i, this is not my job at all. All of us, we are brothers, we shouldn't dispute each other about anything in Islam, about any matter in Islam. But what we should, who is qualified to argue? The ulama. The ulama for this ummah, they are the one, they open this argument in Sharia to help us. But for all of us, alhamdulillah, we have to love each other. And even if you have something different than me, or I have something different than you, this is cannot damage. Cannot damage the relation between us. We are brothers in Islam, we learn, we are students. But let me tell you the opinion of the ulama. The first opinion of the ulama, Ra'i al-Jumhur, and this is called the majority of the ulama. What they say? They said, لا عبرة باختلاف المطالع وحدة الأمة فرض. We don't pay attention to the different opinions or different moon sightings. The Jumhur for the Ummah and lead this group by Imam Ahmad and Imam Shafi'i and Imam Malik.
Go and send it inshallah.
Not allowed for anybody to speak with anybody. Anyway, the brother just informed me about the CBS, they are outside, they try to pick some words from the people and to make like a report. Anyway, Jumhur al-Ulama, they say, we don't pay attention for the difference of the moon sighting. Moon sight is the one only single moon, and the whole ummah it must follow one moon sighting. And again, I give you what the dalil for that. So they said, whoever saw it in any country, in any Muslim country, whoever sighted in any Muslim country, it will be enough for all countries to follow one witness. One single witness to sight the moon for the month of Ramadan. this to that. Why they built this? Because a group from Yemen, they came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then this is war in the moon fighting after they finished the month of Ramadan and waiting for the moon for the month of Shawwal, that means to figure the Eid. The people came and one of them, he said, Ya Rasulullah, we sight the moon in another place. It was after the Dhuhr time. And the Prophet and the companion, they were fasting. And then when the man testified that he saw the moon, the Prophet told him a simple word. قَالَ أَتَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. You beat the shahada, he said, أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ وَأَنَّ مُحَمَّدَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. Then the Prophet ﷺ commanded all the Sahaba to eat. It was after the Dhuhr. That is the moon fighting for the Eid of Al-Fitr. It was the end of Ramadan. The Prophet after the man testified, and the ulama said, it's enough one witness. And then after that, the Prophet ﷺ said, but we are going to break the Eid tomorrow. Because you cannot break the Eid after Salat al-Dhuhr, after the Dhuhr time. So he disappointed the Eid al-Fitr to pray Eid al-Fitr the second day, but he commanded the Sahaba to eat. Based to the witnesses of one single, and of course he has a group of people. So the ulama for Sharia, in this opinion, they said, if you sharing a part of the night with any one of the Muslim countries sighted the moon, the Muslim Ummah for unity, they must follow one single moon fighting and everybody starts fasting or starts eating. That is the first. And the evidence is for this group of ulama. Number one, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ayah from the book of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, فَمَنْ شَهِدَ مِنْكُمُ الشَّهْرِ فَلْيَقُمْ. Whosoever شَهِدَ testify الشهر, the moon that means the month of Ramadan, whoever testified or cited the moon, فَلْيَقُمْ, that means every Muslim should go and fast that day, based on the unity. The two hadith we facing evidence for this group. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم, إذا رأيتموه فقوموا فإن غم عليكم الشهر فأكملوا عدة شعبان 30 يوما. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم in authentic hadith, he says, if you sighted, رأيتموه, you sighted, فقوموا, therefore go and fast. And if it will be not clear for you to sight the moon, or it's not showing the moon, complete the month of Sha'ban for 30 days. That is the first evidence. Second hadith mentioned in Al-Bukhari wa Imam al-Tirmidhi, rahimahumullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and this group, they depend on this hadith especially. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, صوموا لرؤيته وأفطروا لرؤيته. صوموا fast according to the sight of the moon, and eat according to the sight of the moon. Therefore, there is no in Islam something called lunar calendar. You must see it either by technology, either by your direct, and it's very difficult. And we need to actually explain that too. The whole Ummah is not going to be depend in our generation to only one witness to fight the moon. Why? Because there is a technology today, there is somebody that has the best of technology to sight the moon. That means when we say when you sight the moon, you must be take it from the authorized people. Those who are capable according to the technology to sight the moon. Because in the past, they have no light, they have no electricity, they have no building. So they were in the desert and everything is dark. It's easy for them to fight the moon virus. But today, we have light, We have light everywhere. We have buildings. You could be deceived of actually the false moon. Therefore, it should be from authorized people. Those who are representing the Muslim community, such as the ulama scholars, those who recite it in every country. So, the first group of ulama, they say, for Aksar Ahlul Ilm, the majority of the Muslims, they say, you go upon the moon fighting, fight the moon, not by the calendar, the lunar calendar, and then after that, this is supported by Imam Shafi'i, Imam Ahmad, Imam Ibn Mubarak, وابن تيمية وابن القيم والإمام السفكي والإمام السيوطي a great scholar of the ulama إن شاء الله تعالى that from عبد الله بن عمر عبد الله بن عباس رضوان الله عليهما and number of the Sahaba. Second opinion, the second group of ulama, and this is صحيح and the authentic in the madhab and the school of الإمام أبو حنيفة رحمه الله. Leader group, إمام أبو حنيفة رحمه الله, group, and this is different than what the first group explained to us, and this is led by Al-Hanafi school. They said every country or every town has their own moon fighting. Every place has their own moon fighting. Call it in the Arabic language اختلاف المصالح. From place to another place, you may find differences in the moon fighting. Therefore, they brought the fatwa, every place or every country, they have their own moon fighting. And they built their opinion in riwayah. Riwayah in the Arabic language is mean a story done after the death of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم between one of the Tabi'i and the Ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما وارضاهما. So they built their opinion in one of the riwayah. The story happened or incident happened between one of the ulama from at-Tabi'in, the first generation after the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and the number of the Sahaba and the four Khalifa. After the Prophet and the four Khalifa passed away, there is an alim, his name is Quraysh. Quraysh narrated that and Imam al-Tirmidhi and Imam Ahmad رحمهم الله, they mentioned this riwayah. They said Quraysh, he said, that is the testimony of Quraysh. The one who told us is not hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the story happened with Quraysh and Ibn Abbas. Quraysh, he said, قدمت الشام واستهل علي هلال رمضان وأنا الشام. I traveled from the Medina to Bilad al-Sham. You know, al-Medina is closer to Bilad al-Sham. The area Lebanon, Jordan, Palestine, that time they call it Bilad al-Sham. Quraysh, he said, I came to Sham, I traveled to Sham, and I left the Medina. Medina south, and I go, I went north. فاستهل علي هلال رمضان. And the moon fighting for Ramadan, I saw it. I saw the moon fighting, or I saw that I fighted the moon for the month of Ramadan. And then, وَرَآهُ النَّاسِ, and also with me, the people in Bilad al-Sham, they fighted the moon for the month of Ramadan. And that guy, Muawiyah, رضي الله عنه وارضاه, he was controlling and he wore Bilad al-Sham, and also the people in Medina and Mecca elected him to be the Khalifa in order to stop the bloodshed between the Muslims and to stop the war. So even number of the Sahaba, they vote for Muawiyah to be the Khalifa to stop the bloodshed between the Muslims. You know, fitna between Ali رضي الله عنه وارضاه and Muawiyah, and an unlimited number of the Muslims killed in this war. So in order to stop the war, everybody approved about Muawiyah to be the Caliph. But Muawiyah, he was the resident or lived in Bilad al-Sham, and also Muawiyah, he sighted the moon. فكانت ليلة الجمعة. We sighted the moon at the night of Jum'ah. What is the night of Jum'ah? When is the night of Jum'ah? After the Maghrib of what?
Thursday.
That's called ليلة الجمعة. He said, we sighted the moon in ليلة الجمعة. And also the people in Bilad al-Sham is not only him. And also Muawiyah رضي الله عنه وارضاه. Then after that, فصاموا. All of them, they fasted the month of Ramadan when? With Abu Zmin? In Friday. They started the month of Ramadan in Friday. Then he said, قدمت المدينة في آخر الشهر. I left بلاد الشام and I came back south to Al-Madina in the end of the month of Ramadan. In the end of month of Ramadan. سألني ابن عباس. I saw ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما and وذكر الهلال and he mentioned the moon sighting. ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما. Question number one. ابن عباس he asked قريب from التابعين متى رأيتم الهلال? When did you sight the moon? He talk about the beginning of Ramadan, the Hilal, the moon on the beginning of the month. Ibn Abbas, he asked Quraysh, when did you sight the moon? When did you guys see the moon? فَقُلْتُ لَهُ لَيْلَةَ الْجُمْعَةِ And I mentioned the day. I told him, we start from 30 days, or almost 30 days from the beginning of the month, we start ليلة الجمعة, the night of الجمعة. And then Ibn Abbas, he asked Quraysh, second question, قال هل رأيته? Did you see it by yourself? قال نعم. Quraysh, he said, yes, I testify that I saw the moon in the night of الجمعة in Bilad al-Sham, and also the people sighted the moon in Bilad al-Sham, and also Muawiyah. فصاموا. Then after that, Ibn Abbas, he cleared to him. And he told him, وَلَكِنْ رَأَيْنَاهُ لَيْلَةَ السَّبْتِ But for us, we did not sight the moon at the night of Friday, but we sighted the moon for Ramadan, the night of Saturday. قال إن شاء الله تعالى, so the Sahaba, and those who are left in Medina and Mecca, in Bilad al-Kathira, they fasted the month of Ramadan one day later than Bilad al-Sham. Clear inshaAllah ta'ala? طيب. Then after that, he told him, he said, Ibn Abbas, فَلَا نَزَالُ مَصُوفٌ We still fasting the month of Ramadan. Ibn Abbas said, because he told him already the people in Bilad al-Sham, they ate, they broke their fast. Because they already sighted the moon also for one day early in the Ramadan. Then Ibn Abbas said, but we're still fasting the month of Ramadan unless we sight the moon tonight. We sight the moon tonight. He was clearly showing in Bilad al-Sham because they start one day early before Mecca and Medina. Then Abu Ibn Abbas said, if we continue to fast the day number 30 from the month of Ramadan, unless if we find the moon tonight. Now, Quraysh, he asked Ibn Abbas, it's not enough for you, Ibn Abbas. My testimony and the testimony of Muawiyah and the moon fighting which has been fighted by the people of Bilad al-Sham, the most. Ibn Abbas, he answered, لا, هكذا أمرنا رسول الله. Ibn Abbas said, no, that is the way the Messenger of Allah commands us. No comment, no explanation. Some of the Muslim scholars, they make tafsir for this, but Allah knows about the intention of Ibn Abbas. This again the opinion between Ibn Abbas and the scholar Tabi'i Quraysh. They said maybe because of problem between Ali radiallahu anhu arda and Muawiyah in Balad al-Sham, they don't want to take the testimony, they don't want to accept. Allah knows. It's not my opinion. Some of the ulama mentioned something like this. And Ibn Abbas, حفر الأمة وعلمها, he knows what he's doing. He said, that is the way how is the message of Allah. Therefore, this group of ulama, they said no, because Ibn Abbas, he did not take the testimony which has been performed by Quraysh based to the ru'ya and the most fighting for Black Sham, and he considered himself that he has his own moon fighting. Therefore, this group of ulama says every place has their own moon fighting. Every place called اختلاف المطالع. There is nothing in the Sharia because we open a lot of dialogue. That's when you have to measure the moon by how much here, and we see actually the moon, maybe the moon is showing to us, nothing like this. You see the moon, you go and fight it. You didn't see the moon, you complete the month, or you celebrate the Eid. Therefore, we have these two valuable opinion among the ulama today. We have in America here called Majlis al-Shura. Majlis al-Shura also here for the people in North America, they have their own board and they decide to have their own moon fighting. But again, I repeat it, we have to be honest. Don't tell me Sheikh Mustafa is a Shafi'i or Hanbali or so and so. No, I don't know about this language. And just to give you clear, the two opinions here. Majority of the ulama, for the ummah, they look at it. Ittihad al-ummah fard, to unite the Muslim ummah, fard. Because they say something here. Sumu liru'yatih. Fast, these two, the fighted, or according to the moon, in the language. And they say in the one moon, only everybody, follow one moon. It may be shown in one country and doesn't show in another country, but they said it is the wajib for the ummah to follow one moon fighting. And this is true. Why? Because the people outside, they make laugh about us all the time. Majority of the Muslims, they start, and you find different countries, they start because of politics, because the school, whatever it is, not come up America ta'ala to unite all the Muslims. But if you wake up in the morning and you are confused about the moon fighting and you found yourself you ate because the moon wasn't sighted last night, and after you investigate in the news, you find a majority of the Muslim ummah starts the fasting that day of that day. And you found yourself because you follow certain group, you follow certain country. You might after that almost like after the sunrise, and you figure that the most majority of the Muslim ummah is started for that day, you must hold yourself, don't eat anymore until the Maghrib time, but you must repeat that day because it's not counted. You must start your fasting before the sun, before the Fajr, and after you, if you start and you know about the Ramadan would became clear, and you look to the day, you must repeat it, but hold the food and drink and meeting the wife until the Maghrib, then you must repeat that day. Wallahu tabarak wa ta'ala ta'alam. Ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to gather the Muslim ummah and unite all of us inshaAllah ta'ala. And even if you find your brother fasting in a different day, you tell him, may Allah accept it from you. And if you find me, start one day early, you call me, may Allah accept it from all of from you. That is the way how we spread love among each other, because all of us under the one umbrella, but sometimes we follow different schools, we follow different opinions. We ask Allah Ta'ala to accept from all of us. This will never create hatred between the Muslims, never make the Muslims fighting each other. May Allah accept from all of us. And we say the dua in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Allahumma balighna Ramadan. Ya Allah, make all of us rich in the month of Ramadan, and to give the benefits of the month of Ramadan, inshaAllah ta'ala, hada wa billahi tawfiq. We ask Allah ta'ala to help us, inshaAllah, to perform the qiyam and the qiyam and reading Al-Quran in the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah ta'ala to gather us together with our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannat al-Firdaus, inshaAllah ta'ala. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم جزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله. You're still confused and here a few minutes to answer the question related to the Sadr Shomer. Omar, as I said before, some of the masajid or some of the countries they already described when the Ramadan starts. This is against the Quran, this is against the Sunnah. You must go for the moon fighting. You must underline. Allah says that in the Quran. Sunnah in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that we must go for the moon fighting. Don't tell me we are in a generation of the best technology to fight the moon in advance. That's what the Yahud does. That's what the Christian does. But for the Muslim Ummah, Allah knows better than all of us. Allah, when He describes it in His book, you must go for the moon fighting. Allah, He knows what is the good for the Ummah. We must follow. No argument, no bargaining. But the second thing, which all the masajid, they will be confused. Sometimes they stay until 1, 2 o'clock in the morning. They don't know if they're going to start, because every year we have a confusion between the Muslims. But again, Sheikh Omar, we explain the truth. If you ask me about the order, exactly my opinion, I follow the majority of the Muslim Ummah to be united. Even if you are violate your own school, even if you have a different opinion than your community, remember, all of us, Allah will charge you upon your niyyah. I wanna fast that day because I wanna be with the majority of the Muslim Ummah. Ittihad al-Ummah fard. To be a Muslim, to be united, is fard. Islam encourages everybody for jama'ah. You come to the masjid to pray jama'ah or to pray individual in jama'ah. You come to the jum'ah to pray individual or to pray in jama'ah. In Ramadan we fast individual or in jama'ah, right? And we're eating at the time of iftar. We're eating in jama'ah or individual? In jama'ah. We go to hajj. We go in jama'ah or individual? Everything in Islam, ya Sheikh, actually, janazah in jama'ah, salah in jama'ah, jum'ah in jama'ah. The Islam all the time commanded the people to pray, to be in jama'ah. Even if you start one day early, or you start one day later, that means the Islam commands you to be in the Jama'ah, with full respect of the other school, those who believe a different moon fighting from place to another place. With full respect, I'm not adding to art or deny this opinion. This is the opinion of certain groups led by Al-Imam Al-Alim Rahimahullah Abu Hanifa and certain another ulama. They said every country must have a different own or moon fighting, and they don't believe to one country to lead it or something. And also the politics. Some of the people today, to be honest with you, I'm not going to follow Saudi Arabia. Why? because Saudi Arabia are Wahhabi system. And exactly when you go to Hajj, you have to go to Saudi Arabia. But when you come back from Hajj, he said, no, I'm not going to follow Saudi Arabia because they are Wahhabi. But subhanAllah, this is not the issue, because in Saudi Arabia, after I investigate, wallahi, I'm not defending them. Wallahi, I'm not defending them. After I investigate, they have the most expensive equipment to fight the moon. And they spend millions of dollars. And not the government. Those who fight the moon, the scholars of the Saudi Arabia, those who are authorized by the Muslim Ummah to fight the moon and to lead the Ummah, they are the ones they lead and they organize the Hajj. They are the ones they organize all this actually. Why when it comes to the moon fighting, I don't follow. But when they organize the Hajj, I follow. And when you come back, I'm not going to follow. SubhanAllah. We need the Muslim to be united. InshaAllah ta'ala. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to further all the Muslim inshaAllah. But the two opinions are valid. Those who use or follow the different moon fighting from place to another place, they have a valid fatwa based to this story which I mentioned it between Quraysh and Abbas. The Jumhur majority, I said no, we have hadith in Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we have the ayah, and everyone is stick to his opinion, and Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala save all the Muslims and unite all the Muslims.
For ordinary people, there is no knowledge about this letter for me.
Yes, absolutely. If you confused, you don't know about this hadith, and so on and so, and you see your local masjid and your community, start go with them. Go with them inshaAllah ta'ala. But every one of us, you should take with the Dalil. You are commanded in Islam to search for the Dalil. If you find the Dalil is clear, you must take the Dalil. You cannot follow Sheikh Mustafa because Sheikh Mustafa, he is teaching here and you follow me. No, I don't tell you to follow me. I am telling you, you are commanded to follow the evidence. Those who have that evidence and those who are the majority of the ulama, because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لَا تَجْتَمِعْ أُمَّةِ عَلَى رَاطِلْ. My ummah will never gather together in opinion in falsehood. If you find the majority of the ummah, ulama, I'm talking about the ulama, are gathered in one of the opinions, that means they will never gather in falsehood. But if you find yourself are actually pressure, have a pressure, and you did, there's nothing wrong to start with the community. But in the meantime, you are commanded to follow that dalil, go for that strong dalil, inshaAllah. Ask Allah tabaraka ta'ala to gather us and unite us and make all of us accepted from all of us, inshaAllah. Subhanahu wa hamdik, inshaAllah, la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. This class will be in the next slide, inshaAllah.